Highway funding and infrastructure challenges. The construction, maintenance, and regulation of highways and roads are supported by various taxes and fees, such as road taxes, vehicle license fees, road/tunnel/bridge tolls, and fuel taxes. Typically, road carriers incur costs related to volume of use for licenses/registrations, tolls, and fuel taxes. Each country, province, or state is partly responsible for the safety, security, and repair of its own motorways. Private funding may support the role the government plays with regard to roads and highways. Road carriers traveling long distances through multiple countries, provinces, or states may find that they need to purchase multiple registrations and maintain meticulous records of distances driven by location. All this can add costs to the road carrier's operation. Road infrastructure challenges. Road infrastructure varies from country to country, but few countries have a road shortage. While the quantity of roads seems to be adequate, the road's quality must be evaluated. Consider that fact that approximately 67% of the roads are paved in the United States, while 100% are paved in Germany. The road conditions of a country directly affect efficiency. Its ability to move freight without delay or damage is directly related to the quality of roads. Developing countries' governments may have limited funding for roads. While there are poorly maintained roads in developed countries, road carriers enjoy the indirect benefit of a highway system supported and maintained by government funding. For example, the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Highway Administration is responsible for federal and interstate highway development and repairs. One of the benefits to the road carrier industry is the increased speed, access, and safety of the system. Without it, carriers would be traveling more congested routes, which create a number of safety concerns. High-speed roads avoid smaller communities and connect major cities where commerce occurs. These high-speed roads have helped to speed up delivery times between cities. However, regulations may limit vehicle size or speed. These and other issues create challenges for those who arrange the transportation of merchandise across international boundaries. Highway congestion causes many problems because it keeps vehicles traveling at speeds far below the limit, resulting in delays. Some countries have made changes to decrease congestion in cities, and others are limiting traffic to reduce pollution with a side effect of reducing congestion. For example, central London has a congestion charge for road traffic. Many cities in Europe are creating low-emission zones and are banning vehicles that do not meet requirements. Despite such measures, the prognosis is for more and more congestion on highways, which, in turn, will create more and more bottlenecks. It is not likely that government-funded groups can keep up with the growth in traffic volume. Exhibit 6-9 shows some of the causes of congestion. Exhibit 6-9, sources of road congestion. Source, traffic congestion and reliability. Linking solutions to problems, U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Administration Office of Operations. In addition to the problems with road conditions, signage and regulations in countries may also cause difficulties, but GPS navigation has largely solved this issue. In North America, truck transportation is primarily a domestic issue, with the exception of U.S. trucks delivering goods to Canada and Mexico. Truck sizes and weights are compatible with the regulations in each of the countries. In other countries, however, there are rules that limit the number of axles in a vehicle, how much weight a vehicle can carry per axle, the vehicle's length and width, etc. This becomes problematic when the trucks deliver merchandise between countries. For example, Switzerland prohibits trucks weighing more than 28 metric tons from traveling more than 10 kilometers, 6 miles, into the country. Large trucks must piggyback on railroad cars.